Okay, page Lamed Beis. Oh, I don't know what you have to get the Tanya's over there. Okay, can somebody find page Lamed Beis on top? What page it is at the bottom? On top it's Lamed Beis. What is it at the bottom? 48. On top it says Lamed Beis?
110.
Okay, Lamed Beis on top, 110 at the bottom. So the Rebbe is explaining how it's very easy for a Jew to become close to Hashem. Okay? And he explained that if a person understands what they accomplish when they do an Aveda, how far they tear themselves away from Hashem, and when they do a mitzvah, they really connect themselves to Hashem. And he says, just like a person would be willing to give up his life, literally, not to worship idols, when a person understands that every sin is Aveda Zara, and therefore any sin is considered idol worshipping, and all we're asking, Hashem says, is not to give up your life, just to give up your temptation, so how much more so? It's much easier in giving up your life, and yet at the same time, every sin is Aveda Zara, every sin is idol worshipping. So the Rebbe says like this, when a person does a mitzvah, there's another thing he has to keep in mind. When a person does a mitzvah, he needs to keep in mind that the unity that he has with Hashem is an eternal unity. You do a mitzvah, you bind yourself to Hashem. Right? You unite with Hashem. Mitzvah means tzav achibud, binding and connection. When you do a mitzvah, you bind yourself to Hashem. He says, because Hashem is higher than time and place, so if a person, like we learned last week, you put on tefillin at 7 o'clock, from 7 to 7:30 you wear tefillin, it doesn't mean that you're only bound to Hashem that half an hour. Once you're bound to Hashem, because Hashem is above time and place, it's a permanent, eternal unity for all time. Because Hashem, you bind yourself to Hashem, who is above time and place. But mitzvahs come under the jurisdiction of time and place. Like we said, you can't put tefillin on Shabbos, you can't bench shlulav on Pesach, you can't eat matzah on Sukkot. I mean, if you did, you didn't do anything. So every mitzvah is connected to time and place. But as far as the unity goes with Hashem, the unity with Hashem is a permanent unity forever. And therefore, let's start on page Lamed Beis 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines in the top. We'll just start this concept again. This level of unity with Hashem is permanent forever. Because Hashem is higher than time. The revelation of Hashem's will and his speech, which is Torah, is nitzchi, is permanent. Like it says, the word of Hashem will exist forever. Hashem's words exist forever. Hashem will never exchange Torah. Hashem will never change Torah. Right? So the bottom line is, when a Jew binds himself with a mitzvah to Hashem, it's an eternal bondage. And therefore, like we said last week, what did the Rebbe want? You meet a Jew, the first thing you do a mitzvah with them. Because now they're permanently connected. They're automatically connected. Even if they weren't before, they never did a mitzvah, now they're connected on a permanent basis. He says, but, shelamat utacha says man. But now, down here, mitzvahs are under the jurisdiction of time and place. Therefore, ba'eis ishol levado, sha'eisig ba b'teira b'mitzvah. Therefore, only the time when you're actually doing teira mitzvahs, that's when you're bound. Why? Ki achakach, because afterwards, im eisig b'dover acher, if you're doing something else, Nifrid me ayichud o elyon lamata, then down here you're torn away from Hashem. It's a weird scenario that the Rebbe says. From one side we're saying, you do a mitzvah, you're bound forever. But he says like this, down here, it's under time and place. So therefore, If 7 o'clock to 7:30 I put on tefillin, 7:30 I can do an Aveira. And that's going to separate me from Hashem. In other words, but what I did still remains. And as I said, like a crazy scenario. The mitzvah you did binds you with Hashem forever. So how could you do an Aveira? If you're bound to Hashem, how could you do an Aveira? Because the mitzvahs were given down here. Down here, you did the mitzvah 7 to 7:30. But 7:30, you're not doing the mitzvah anymore, so you could do an Aveira. That Aveira will separate you from Hashem. But the unity that you had with the mitzvah will never be removed. That will stay forever. And he says, that's why a person needs to realize how close and easy it is for a person to do a mitzvah. Because the mitzvah connects them, the Aveira disconnects them, but it's not, you don't have to kill yourself not to do an Aveira, you just have to give up your will not to do an Aveira. What?
So, if a mitzvah binds us, I guess, is this like Das Elyon and Das Tachton? Like from one perspective, we're constantly bound up and unified, but from another perspective, it's limited within time?
Yeah, but that's not Das Elyon and Das Tachton.
Okay, fine. But, so what's the deal when we do an Aveira? If our unity is eternal, when we cut ourselves off from Hashem, so to speak,
in one aspect we're bound, in one aspect we're separated. Good that we do is accumulative. Bad that we do ceases, either through tshuva or death. Okay? It says in Chassidus that after, initially, I mean, you can't say initially because Hashem knew what was going to happen. But the plan to begin with was people will not die. If Adam and Eve didn't eat from the Eitz Das, he wouldn't have died. Okay? The fact that he ate from it, as we know, what does the Pasuk say? Therefore, a person's going to die. Offer after the love of Toshu. You're dirty, you're going to go back to the dirt. Why? Because you sinned. So, Sanu Chassidus, why did Eitz Das cause death? Because death puts an end to evil. Evil dies when the person dies. If they do tshuva, evil dies before they die. But if they don't and they die, the evil goes with them. Okay? But therefore, an neshama though, like when a neshama comes back down, all the good it did the previous time around is accumulative. The bad that it did the last time around, that you get punished for in Gehenim or death or punishment or whatever it may be. So Hashem, so to speak, had to make death in the world for evil to cease to exist. But good stays forever. If your kid does something good and you love him for it, and then they do something rotten that you hate him for, okay? Is that a contradiction? You love and hate, it's not a contradiction. You love the good they did. You hate the bad they did. Correct? The mitzvah connects you to Hashem forever, and that very cuts you away from Hashem. But the Aveda doesn't cut the mitzvah you did. The mitzvah you did stays forever. The Aveda, you have to get clean for it. The Haini says like this, Kshaesi b'dvarim b'teilim, the Gamri, when a person speaks, well, what page is it? 110. Kshaesi b'dvarim b'teilim l'gamri, when a person occupies himself with idle words, Sha'ein b'hem tzerech la'al avedas Hashem, that there's no need for avedas Hashem. In other words, 10 minutes ago he was learning, connected, bound, eternally, and now he's speaking dvarim b'teilim, that separates him from Hashem. The Ava began nevertheless. Shachayzev yishav laveidus Hashem. Then, when he goes back to davening and learning again, v'zateiru tefillah mavakish mechila mehashem, and he asks forgiveness from Hashem. Al shaho yo'ev shalei lachzik hazbateiru, that he could have learned. V'le'osak, and he didn't. V'Hashem yisvach lei, and Hashem will forgive him. So then he's back to the thing again. Okay? But in other words, once you do a mitzvah, so to speak, you're stuck. You can't lose that connection that person had with Hashem. That stays on the neshama. Evil can be removed through tshuva, punishment, death, or whatever it is. Commandment is out. Arvid on mitzvah says to vishav, if a person transgressed a positive mitzvah, and the tshuva, leizaz misham, he doesn't move from there, meaning it's immediate, after meichon, they get forgiven right away. And he said, lezeh tiknu bichus lachlonu shalish pam b'yeh b'chol yeim. The commentators ask a very simple question. Shemin Esri, one of the brachos we say, slach lo navina kichotanu. Yeah? So today it wouldn't be a question. But in the olden time, they ask a question. How many times a day do you sin already? You need to ask forgiveness 3 times a day. Shachar is mincha ma'ariv. So the Gemara answers, it's for the sin of bittul Torah. See, women are lucky with this. They don't have this mitzvah. Every second you got to learn. So for bittul Torah, that's a common mitzvah. I mean, common aveda, so to speak. Shein od nitzel mimenu b'chol yein. The Gemara says a person cannot be saved from the aveda b'tel teir every day. Like the Talmid, shein mechapa mitzvah sasir. So the Alter Rebbe says like this. You do a mitzvah, you're connected. You do an aveda, you're separated. You redo tshuva, you're reconnected. Okay? So the Alter Rebbe asks now, why isn't this a game called sin forgiveness, tshuva? Sin, tshuva. I mean, you know, before, and okay, I'm going to sin now, and then I'm going to daven slach lo novinu kichotanu. So why isn't that sinning and doing tshuva that the Gemara says we don't give you the opportunity to do tshuva? The Gemara says we don't give you the opportunity to do tshuva. So he says, ain't the echtav ashuv. It's not echtav ashuv. It's not that I'm going to sin and do tshuva. Why? Because that's only shebishas achet mamish. Echtav ashuv means like this. At the time you sin, you say to yourself, you know I'm sinning because I'm going to rely on tshuva. That's called echta ba'al shuv. But if at the time you're sinning, you don't think I'm going to do tshuva. You sin because you want to sin. And then 5 minutes later you say, oy vey, I better do tshuva. That's good. Then we help you do tshuva. If at the time of sin, you say, you know I'm going to sin because I could do tshuva, then the Gemara says, we don't give you the opportunity to do tshuva. Why? Because tshuva was an accomplice in the sin. Why did you sin? Because I could do tshuva. So tshuva helped you sin. If tshuva helped you sin, tshuva is not going to get you forgiveness. Unless you really push, you know, hard enough that you're really going to get tshuva accepted anyway. Like it does, Alter Rebbe says. But after the Oshuv is not, when I sin and then I know I'm going to daven minchas, I'm going to say shlach lanu avinu, and then later I'm going to sin, but I know I'm going to, you know, it's not echta v'ashuv, and therefore tshuva is going to help. So the Alter Rebbe is saying a very simple concept now. The key to doing mitzvahs is what's called mesiras nefesh. Mesiras nefesh doesn't mean giving up your life, it means giving up your will. Nefesh means will. He said, if every sin is idol worshipping, and a person would be literally be willing to give up their life not to bow down to an idol, so a person needs to understand, every sin is idol worshipping, we're not asking you to die for it, all we're asking you to do is give up your will of desire to sin, and don't sin. That's all we're asking you to do. And therefore, Alter Rebbe says, it's very easy for a person not to sin. Because you just think that if this would be idol worshipping, I'm willing to give up my life, I wouldn't sin. So he says, then every sin is the same thing. And we're not asking you to give up your life, we're not asking you to get killed. All we're asking you is to give up what you want to do for the sake of Hashem. Why should I give up what I want to do for the sake of Hashem? So now the Rebbe explains. When I do an aveda, let's say a person speaks lashon hara, they enjoy it, or they eat treif and they enjoy it. Yeah, how long does the enjoyment of the sin last? For the duration of the sin, right? You speak lashon hara for 5 minutes. You eat a good treif of food for 5 minutes. After the 5 minutes, the enjoyment's over. He said, when you do a mitzvah, you are permanently bound to the infinite essential level of Hashem. Says if a person is, but think, anytime they're about to do an Aveda or a Mitzvah, whatever, you know, they wouldn't come to sin. Because it is idol worshipping. We're asking you to have Mesiras Nefesh, not to give up your life, but to give up your will. And now Dr. Rebbe concludes with this. B'zeh Yuvan, now we can understand L'Matziva Meishir Rabbeinu Olav Shalom, why Meishir Rabbeinu commanded in Chumash Devarim, the Dar Shenichnasu La'aretz, to the generation that entered Eretz Yisrael, likreis krishma pamayim b'chol yem. You know, the mitzvah of Shema is in Devarim, right? Chumash Devarim, the Meshe Rabbeinu told the Jews right before he died. Okay? And he tells the Jews, you need to read the Shema twice a day. B'shach b'chol b'kumecha. Go to sleep when you get up. Why? What's the concept of Shema? To give up your life to Hashem. B'atas b'chol levavcha, both heart, even if they kill you, right? That's what Rashi says. That's the concept of Shema. What is Moshe Rabbeinu telling the Jews to, before he's going to Eretz Yisrael? You guys, remember Mesiras Nefesh. Yeah? The Alter Rebbe asks, that generation didn't need Mesiras Nefesh. They were told by Hashem that when you go into Eretz Yisrael, your fear will be on all the nations of the earth. All the nations of Canaan are going to be scared of you. Nobody's going to even stand up with you. So what Mesiras Nefesh do they need? It's like Moshe Rabbeinu giving a pep talk. Before he dies, he says, listen, you guys are going to go into Eretz Yisrael, you need to have Mesiras Nefesh for Yiddishkeit. They didn't need Mesiras Nefesh for Yiddishkeit. Why? He's talking to the wrong, he's singing to the wrong choir. What's it called? Singing to the wrong choir. He's talking to the wrong people about Mesiras Nefesh. They didn't need Mesiras Nefesh. Like he says, Hashem already promised them that Hashem is going to throw the fear and awe of the Jews and the Goyim. So why in the world should Moshe Rabbeinu demand Shema, which symbolizes the concept of Mesiras Nefesh? So the Rebbe says like this. He doesn't mean Mesiras Nefesh is giving up your life. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Jews, listen, the key to Torah and Mitzvahs is giving up your will. Not giving up your life. That generation didn't need, it wasn't the Inquisition, it wasn't Hitler, it wasn't who knows what, communism. They were going to Eretz Yisrael, they were conquering it, and they were going to have a base of Migdash. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Jews, the key for the observance of mitzvahs is to give up your will. Chol nafshecha means with all your will, not your life. All your will for the sake of Torah mitzvahs. And that's fundamental Yiddishkeit. That he has to do, tell them. And he says, Elam Yishum, the third line from the top, Shekiyim HaTorah Mitzvaseha, because the fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs, Toli Bezeh is dependent on this, Sheyizkir Tomei, that a Jew should remember constantly, Inyan Mesiras Nafshi LaHashem, to have the giving up of their will to Hashem, Ayichudei for the Yichud, to become one with Hashem, shiyakavua b'libe tamid, that it should be established and ingrained in the heart, tamid mamish yemen v'layla, constantly day and night, lo yamish mizechreinu, should never leave your memory. In other words, why does a person sin? Because they forget. They forget that God is present. Right? If you would be aware that Hashem is in front of you, if you'd be 24/7, I'm saying, if you'd be aware that Hashem is in front of you, if you'd be aware that every sin has a avodah zarah, if you're aware that every time I do a mitzvah, I'm bound to the essence of Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jews, then you'll never sin any sin. Like we learned, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, the famous Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, when he was dying, a student said, Rabbi, give us, you know, good advice before you go. He said, you should fear God as much as you fear another human being. So the student said to him, Rebbe, come on, that's it? We're supposed to fear God more? Second. So Hashem is telling, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling to Hashem, you want to overcome the difficulty of the, I'm sorry, so Rebbe Yechim Zakkai said to his students, you know, fear God as much as fear a person. So he said, that's it? He said, halavai. It should only be that you fear God as much as you fear a person. If a person is watching you, or to paraphrase, if you know a cop's there, you're not going to go through a red light. If you know the cop's there, you're not going to speed. If the cop's there, you're not going to rob a bank. He said, Halavai, you should fear Hashem as much as you fear a human being. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jews. The key to all of mitzvahs is Mesiras Nefesh, meaning the constant awareness 24/7 that Hashem is present. And therefore you give up your will for the will of Hashem. And he said, Ki bazeh, with this, you can stand against the Yetzirah to conquer it constantly, every minute and every hour. And this is the way he says, now that I've finished explaining, the whole time is based on the Pasuk, Kikar of Yelach HaDover Me'ed, is very close and easy. So the Rebbe went through two systems, the long, short way. The long way was the Bein and the, with the mind rules, the heart, and all that. The second part of the Rebbe explains, we all have the natural, instinctive love of Hashem, you need to reveal it. And the Rebbe is giving advice how to reveal the natural, instinctive love. The awareness of Hashem, the unity, and the Avodah Zarah, and all that. That causes a person, if a person will ingrain this in their mind, they'll never come to sin. Because they understand that to give in their will, to do their will, rather than Hashem's will, Pasha doesn't pay. Investment-wise, if you're a businessman, investment-wise, it's better to invest in mitzvahs than in your own temptations. Your own temptations are temporary, and then you suffer from it, and the good remains forever. It's like Chassidus gives a mashal. Let's say there's a certain food a person loves; they really love the food, but they have stomach problems from it later. And because when they eat the food for 5 minutes, they suffer 2 hours with a stomach ache. Okay, now a shaita, a fool who just thinks about the now, will eat the food. A chacham sees the future. He says, you know what? It's not worth the 5 minutes enjoyment to suffer for 2 hours. And that's not a Kabbalist. You know, as a simple human being, understands that to enjoy something for 5 minutes and then suffer 2 hours, it's not worth it. He said, a person makes intellectual understanding that it doesn't pay to sin, then they won't sin. And Kariv Elach HaDavar Meid, it'll be very easy to do it. Okay, we'll just start now Perek Chavav. Chavav is very, very fundamental. Chavav, Chavzayin, Chavches, Chavtes, or Chavches at least, that Rebbe is giving antidepressant medication. Antidepressant. No, really. Chavav, Chavzayin, Chavches is every possible antidepressant medication for any type of depression. That's fundamental aspects of Tanya. So like this, we just started. But kigain dod sarchu duye klav gadol. I need to let you know a big rule. Kikmesh and itzachem and atzeir David gashmi. In order to be victorious in a physical fight, kikmesh shnei anoshim amisafkim zezer. Two people are fighting. The hapul zezer to conquer one another. Okay, they're boxing. They're wrestling. Yeah. What's the most important part of the fight is your spirit. If you have good spirit, even though you're weaker and the other guy's stronger, you can win them just because of your spirit. In other words, Al-Tareb is going to say, in the battle between Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, if you don't have spirit, you're a goner. You have spirit, you can win the war. Even though the other one's stronger, maybe the Yetzer Hara is stronger, but if you have simcha, you can overcome the Yetzer Hara very easily. And therefore, simcha is a fundamental thing. And that's why Chassidus explains, when soldiers used to go to war, when they went to war, they already sang a victory march. When they go to sports games, before they even start playing, they scream, "We won already." Right? To build up momentum, to build up spirit. Why is it so important going to war? Because if you have a good spirit, even though the other side is stronger, you're going to win the war. And if you're depressed, you'll never win the war, even if the other side is weaker. So the Alter Rebbe is going to explain the most fundamental part of this battle between Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara is the concept of Ivdos Hashem B'Simcha. If you have Simcha, then you win the war. So the Alter Rebbe is starting off by saying a person needs to have Simcha. Then the Alter Rebbe will explain, how do you get there if you're depressed? How can I have Simcha if I have every worry and problem under the sun? Physical problems, spiritual problems, this problem, that problem. The Alter Rebbe gives the remedy for it all.
What is it?
Huh?
Trust?
No,
we
could.
Trust in Hashem, you don't have these problems.
It's easier said than done, like they say in America.
Some are more inclined than others.
No, some are just more depressed than others. It's a whole issue. People are upset.
I know.
Parnasa, health, whatever the thousand issues concerned.
And the happy people get knocked too. Happens to me all the time.
Happy people get what?
I'm a happy person. People always question my happiness. They always say, how can you be so happy when I know X, Y, Z about you?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, all the time. So even...
No, I want to hear the X, Y, Z about you.